USA Radio News.
The White House has indicated it's nearing a decision on broad student loan debt forgiveness, zeroing in on canceling $10,000 per student.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness, and I'll have an answer on that in the next couple of weeks.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration canceled all outstanding federal student loans borrowed by former Corinthian College students. It shut down in 2015. Roughly 500,000 former students will receive $5.8 billion in loan cancellations. For the first time in history, gas prices have topped $4 per gallon in all 50 states. Prices jumped an average of 48 cents during the month of May. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
One Republican lawmaker is placing the baby formula shortage at the feet of the Biden administration.
Baby formula has been hard to come by after a factory in Michigan shut down due to four infants getting sick from their formula, two of whom died. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, on Fox News accuses the Biden administration of doing nothing from the beginning to address the shortage.
Instead of tackling the problem, they push it off till it becomes too great and blame somebody else. If they would lower regulation, have a meeting with their FDA, put hands on. Why aren't they sitting in that plant months ago? What needs to be corrected today to make this safe to be able to produce it?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A former Dallas Cowboys running back has been found dead in his apartment. Marion Barber III was 38 years old. There are no details on a cause of death or any other surrounding circumstances. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Mourners gathered Wednesday at a Catholic church to say goodbye to Robb Elementary School teacher Irma Garcia and her husband, Joe. Irma died in the shooting at the Uvalde, Texas grade school, and Joe died 2 days later from a heart attack after visiting his wife's memorial. 19 children and two teachers were killed May 24th when an 18-year-old gunman burst into their classroom and started shooting. Water restrictions are now in effect in Southern California.
As most of Southern California is considered a desert and water supplies in surrounding reservoirs are low, watering restrictions throughout parts of Southern California went into effect. In Los Angeles, the water conservation measures approved by the LA City Council earlier this month restrict outdoor watering to 2 days per week based on your street address. All watering must be done outside of the hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you disobey lawmakers, your fine could be up to $600. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer of Facebook and its parent company, Meta, announced she will step down from her role. Sandberg made the announcement on her Facebook page Wednesday. She spent 14 years at the job that made her one of the most powerful figures in the tech world. And Mexican authorities say Hurricane Agatha caused flooding and mudslides that killed at least 11 people and left 20 missing. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.